Henry Gray, you know, Gray's Anatomy, that big book, do you have it at home? He published his meticulous index of the body. That was over a century ago. And since that time, we have developed X-rays, we have MRIs, we have all sorts of technology that can peer through your body, ultrasound. And even though we think we may have mapped out the entire corpus, it turns out that there is more to be discovered. A group of researchers studying the brains of mice found a group of previously undiscovered vessels, and the vessels might be a missing link, as they call it, between the brain and the immune system, something unknown before. The findings were published this week in the journal Nature. Jonathan Kipnis is co-author of the research. He's also director of the Center for Brain Immunology and Glia at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Why have these things remained so undiscovered?
Yeah, well, we don't know. I guess we were lucky and they were waiting for us to be discovered. We are among the few labs who are interested in this very unique area of the brain, the coverings of the brain, so-called the meninges. And we've been looking into this area for a few years now, trying to understand how immune system in those areas affects the brain. And about 5 years ago, published that immune cells in this area actually influence the way at least mice perform cognitive tasks. And so if we remove those cells from this area that are surrounding the brain, mice don't learn the cognitive tasks as well. So we were very interested to find the ways how these immune cells get in and how do they get out of this area of the covering of the brain, the so-called meninges. And I was lucky to have a phenomenal postdoctoral fellow in my lab, Dr. Antoine Louvoux, who developed a very unique technique of mounting this entire covering as a whole mount. And then I think this is what allowed us to find those vessels.
And what role do they serve?
Well, so the lymphatic vessels in the entire body are having two roles. One is they collect the interstitial fluids from the tissues with all the debris and so-called the junk or the damaged material from the tissue, and they drain it out into the blood and into the close by lymph nodes. But they also travel, serve as a paths for immune cells trafficking. So the immune cells are taking up, the example I'm always giving is imagine a cut in your finger. So there is infection, and the immune cells take up this material, drive it to the local close-by lymph node, and activate so-called the soldiers of the immune system to then go back to the site of your finger cut to fight the infection. Mm-hmm. And this process continues until the infection is being killed or finally cleared. And we thought that these vessels do not exist in the brain.
Yeah.
And what we found is actually found those vessels in the brain.
So what are the implications for studying diseases of the brain, maybe Alzheimer's?
Yeah, so this is a great question. Alzheimer's is the disease where you have these big chunks of proteins which accumulate in the CNS. So we don't know yet. We haven't shown in our paper. We just described the basic biology of this vessel. So we haven't addressed their role in any particular neurological disorder. But these big chunks of proteins, so-called the amyloid plaques, they need to be removed from the brain. And most probably, they are removed through those lymphatic vessels. But we think there are so many neurological disorders now coming up. The immune link with so many neurological disorders is now obvious. For example, in autism, in Alzheimer's, in obviously in neuroinflammatory disorders like multiple sclerosis. So if immune system is involved in those disorders, the communication between the brain and the immune system is mediated by those vessels. So we believe that they probably will be playing major roles in most, if not all, neurological conditions where immune system is involved.
So you found this in the mouse. You just take it for granted that it's in humans too?
No, actually, we actually published the human data as well. It's our extended figure, supplemental figure 4, we actually provide a sample from a human brain. It's very hard to get good human samples, so it was hard for us. But now we're establishing some collaborations with clinicians, and we're getting fresh samples. So I think we will be able to better describe them. But yeah, we did show there is something that looks like those vessels in humans. So
people were quoted as saying, you know, we have to rewrite the textbooks. Now, certainly the anatomy book.
Well, I think textbooks need to be fixed because if you open today a textbook, it says that CNS is an immune-privileged site and it has no lymphatic vessels. I think it is immune-privileged site that has lymphatic vessels. So I definitely, the don't to right. do should be revised.
So you think there's going to be a flood of research now into how to make best use of this discovery?
If I have one dream, this would be it.
Yeah, where would the money come from?
Well, I guess from the listeners and the public. I think this is why it's so important to get public support for the research, and well, I mean, we're all funded by the NIH.
Well, we're very happy to talk about it because it is an exciting development, and we want to congratulate you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, Curtis Deutsch, author of one of the authors on the paper that appeared in the journal Science. It's Jonathan Kipnis, one of the authors on the paper published in Science, Discovering the Vessels in the Brain. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Jonathan, thank you very much. Thank you for the listeners.
You're welcome. Jonathan is director of the Center for Brain Immunology and Glia at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Virginia.